Hi, Sids.
Hi, is Jeff there?
That's me.
Hey, Jeff, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I was trying to touch base with you. We were in contact a little while back in April. We do equipment finance, working capital. And, I mean, do you remember speaking with me?
Yeah, it seemed like I did.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, how you flip out, you know, some cars. You buy some old ones and you guys kind of gut them out and then, you know, resell them.
Right.
Yeah, we're talking about maybe you might be interested in some working capital. Like to get you in between jobs and turn them over. You still have, like, do you still have those needs or how's business been over there?
Well, it's been good and I hadn't need a lot of money, but then I got into a sales tax problem, which I got taken care of, but then it shows it on my record, so I thought that would cancel me out of any kind of thing I applied for.
What did you have on your record?
Sales tax problem.
Like a lien?
So.
Okay, I mean...
Yeah, they filed a lien on me.
So I know, that's fine. And with those liens, do you have payments, like, set in place, like a payment plan?
Yeah, I do, and then all the ones that's on there, I've got taken care of. But
okay.
But it just still shows on the record. And
oh, so you have them? You don't have any more current liens? You just had them all paid off?
Yeah, I paid them, but they're not off the record.
Yeah, no, that's fine. As long as there was like payment in place, we could still work with you, because we work with you know, creditors A to D. As long as there's a payment plan in place, we're able to still work with people. So definitely, you know, still could get you what you're looking for. I mean, how much are you looking for over there?
Oh, I don't know. Hadn't really thought about it too much. Don't even really need a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just enough to get started.
Yeah, exactly. And that's with these, we like to build relationships with business owners. So we can do startups. Like, to give you a better example, we could do for you, like, what were sales like last year for you?
Probably in the million range.
Okay. Well, I mean, right off the bat there, it's a quick quote, we could probably get you around 100, 150K, as unsecured cash. You know, could be a little more, could be a little less. I mean, is that an amount you're looking for, or is that too much?
Yeah, not even that much. Half that, you know.
Around 50?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you going to use the money for? Just, you know, payroll or material?
If I use that money, I would keep it separate and buy wrecks, cars to part out and sell
mm-hmm.
parts off of.
Right. And okay. So you buy them to, you know, sell the parts off. Like, how much can you make off one car?
Double.
Oh, double. And how much does each you know, car usually cost? Like.
I usually concentrate a lot in the $500 price range on the wrecks.
Oh wow!
That
okay.
That way it doesn't. You don't have to sell too much to. You know, you sell the motor and you got the thing paid off. You know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And everything else is your profit.
Right.
And then
that
the
makes
car.
Sense.
Then the car body itself. You know. Then you mash that and you know, 14 cars is $4,000. You know, to crush them out. So it's a kind of a you know, no lose situation.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't have the volume to, or the extra money to buy what you could actually sell. So.
Yeah, exactly. So once you buy, I mean, how fast do you turn over these cars?
A lot of times you can, not every time, but a lot of times you can turn them over in a week, and you know, and have your money back in a week.
Wow, a week. That's pretty.
If you buy the right stuff and don't get too greedy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and yeah, so you can double everything. Well, I mean, when were you looking to bring on this 50K, or when do you need it by?
I mean, you could just you know, there's sales weekly, so you know, you could just put it together, start buying. You wouldn't buy, The only thing is, you wouldn't buy it all right at once. You know, you'd only spend a couple grand a week or so just to, you know, to get the inventory built.
Yeah, exactly. See,
and then you hope that the scrap market goes up in the time you're buying at the low end and selling at the high end on the after you sell the parts off of them. You hope that the scrap market's up and.
Mm-hmm.
And then that you can clean house then. So.
Right, and have you noticed? Is it like a busier time coming up, like this summer, or is it fluctuating?
Scrap price was down $25 a ton this month.
Oh wow!
And you know that $25 a ton's huge, which you hope here in a couple months it goes back up to that $25, and then you bought low and sell high, so.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're making all the money.
You just hang on. And then doing it like I was telling you, you know, you just hang on to that car body till the price goes up, and then when it hits that high end, then that's when you crush them out. And we've got the crusher here, you know, and the trucks to haul them on. So that's kind of like playing the stock market in a way.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's stock market with race cars.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're... If their body's still sitting there and you're waiting for it to go up, you're still selling knickknacks off of it while you're waiting. So.
Right. So you really can't lose, you know, like.
It's a no-lose situation as long as you manage the money right.
and you know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. You have that set up. And, I mean, do you usually use, like, a line of credit, or do you have a line of credit that you use?
I've been trying to do it without borrowing any. But I'm kind of losing now because, you know, I got a few thousand to work with, but, I could do a whole lot better if I had a little more to put in.
Right.
I'm missing deals that I'm not, not able to buy.
Exactly, and that's you're missing opportunities without, you know, having that extra capital. Mm-hmm. Which is definitely a problem because I know what you know what you're doing over there, and you're the 100% over there, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and how long you been doing this for?
29 years.
29 years. Wow, you've been doing. Is this like a family business, or how did you get involved?
Dad had a mechanic garage, and I just branched off from that.
Uh huh.
His garage. He's still running his garage today, but he's just next door and. You know, he does his thing and I do mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great that you guys have that together. Okay. And so do you have any other, like, current loans out right now?
I've got my big building loan and some wrecker loans and some land loans, some apartment loans. I'm spread out, but
mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of taken care of its own, so...
Yeah, well, the wrecker loans, is that the compresses the cars or smashes the cars?
No, all that stuff's paid for. It's my tow trucks.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think I've got them all paid off but one. Got 10 of them, but I think I have a small balance on one. And my apartment building and my main lot building here is my biggest deal, so.
Okay. All right, so a lot, and that's not a problem. That's pretty typical. And you got you have 10 cars, and you paid them all off. That's great. And you tried being, you've been trying to get a line of credit. And who do you usually, or who'd you try to get a line of credit with?
I didn't even try. Actually, he's got me with all these loans. I mean, I'm basically afraid to even go and ask him. But every time I went in, he's been okay with it. But yeah, I just don't want to. You know, I just bought a brand new Yukon, and I got a quarter of the money on it. You know, he gave me on that, and I said, I hate to just go show up every 6 months and ask him for another one. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know how that's can be a little like annoying. But yeah, I mean, so you don't have any like working capital loans, anything out right now?
No, that's the only thing that I don't. I don't have any line of credit to buy these cars on, and you know, I'd like to use it like a line of credit, where I, you know, if I'm not using it, then I'm not paying the interest on it. So
exactly, and that's like the types of programs that we have. We do, you know, we could get you 10 to 15% of the the gross annual sales, which would be about 100-150,000, and then you can use, you know, what you need when you need it. And yeah, and I mean, what happens, you know, are you gonna miss on a lot of opportunities if you're not able to get this, you know, extra 50K?
Well, yeah, I see things all the time, but
yeah,
not gonna just holding back and not pulling the trigger on it, but it's. I'm just thinking about. I was on vacation last week, and I was thinking about that while I was on vacation. I said, "Man, I need to get a little bit of a extras to do this." So.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, based off the information that, I mean, what you told me, I can definitely, you know, help you out. It'd be a very simple process to get you an answer on this 50K. And I know you're worried about the liens, but we work with creditors from A to D, and as long as you had, like, at least a payment in place, and I know you said you paid them off, and they'll be on your record for sure, but that's fine, because with working capital, they're based off sales, right? We take, you know, credit in consideration, but it's mainly based off sales. So, yeah, what I'd like to do is get you, you know, an answer on this. It all would be is a one-page app. It would be 6 months business bank statements, because they look, like I said, it's based off sales. And then your most recent tax return, if you have an extension for 2015, 2014 will work.
Okay. All right.
I mean, would you be able to get all those documents together?
Yeah, I can just print them off. My bank statement's like a UPS thing to send it. It's a bunch of...
We could do. I could send you an email, and you could just email it to me, and that'd be way easier for you.
Okay, I could send my statements are on my email. They send them to me every month, so I could just link them over to you. And okay, all right.
Yeah, so it'd just be the 6 months. So it'd be December, you know, through May, and then your tax return. Do you have 2015, or is it?
No, I think I got an extension on it.
Okay, so 2014 then.
I think he's done 14, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could send that over, and then I'll send you an app right now. I think I had an email for you. It's Jeff Heistad at yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Okay. I can go ahead and shoot you the application. It's a one-page app. And, when do you think you could send over, you know, all those documents and the app over, and I can get this going for you?
It does take a few minutes to gather it all up, so.
Okay, yeah, that's for, because I actually have, our underwriters are here today, and I can get them starting working on this for you. And we can possibly get you an answer today. I'm seeing it more towards Monday, though.
Oh, yeah, I ain't no use to rush it in today, so.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let me send you over this, email with the app, and then when's a good time, you know, to touch base with you?
Probably by Monday, probably.
By Monday? Okay. But you think you could get it over today so I can get this going?
I'll try to.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Okay. Well, I'll send that over to you about 10 minutes.
All right. Okay.
All right. Great talking with you. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye.